I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
I command you in the name of Lucifer to spread the blood of the innocent!
I'm going to start this episode off with a hot take. This movie has one glaring, before we even say what the movie is, this movie has one glaring flaw that I just cannot overlook any longer.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah, tell us.
They missed out on a once-in-a-lifetime chance make their really good, you know, horror movie called Talk to the Hand and have it make perfect sense.
That would have been cool. You could have called this one Talk to the Hand, and then the sequel could be Because the Face Don't Want to Hear It Anymore.
Yes.
They took a 10 out of 10 and they just knocked it down to a 9 by saying Talk to Me.
I thought you were going to say it was bad because Bluey's not in it.
I wanted more.
I don't
Bluey.
Know Bluey.
I spent the entire movie asking, "Where's Bluey?"
Why? Or like a pin, or like a shirt, or something? Don't. It's like I didn't even see one koala. The kangaroo was a nice touch, but
that perplexed me because it made me remember that it doesn't take place in the United States. I'm so American, and it's so embarrassing. I was like, what the fuck? A kangaroo? And then I was like, oh, they just have those.
Yeah.
That's not weird. They're like deer.
Do you remember? It reminded me of when you posted those pictures in, like, senior year of high school when you and your family went kangaroo clubbing in Australia. And there were just all these dead kangaroos, and you were just standing there with, like, a Captain Caveman club giving a thumbs up.
And then Jarrett, shut up.
Everyone was like, Cammy, take these down.
I'm going to get canceled again.
Oh, no. It's back to the Betty Ford Clinic for me.
Whoopsies. I'm addicted to kangaroo clubbing.
I'm addicted to kangaroo murder.
It has healing properties and is an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, and I like
killing. You eat their
stuff.
Hearts to gain their courage.
I heard if you stick your hand in their Joey pouch, it's all slimerly.
It is.
Yuck.
It's disgusting.
They're made of goo.
It's like a second womb on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Pogo sticks of goo? Now, what is this, science fiction?
I'm going to steer us away from marsupial biology because it only gets worse from here.
This is like the Howling Part 3. Penises.
Yes, that one where they go to Australia for some fucking reason.
Your sister's a hand.
Good day.
Your sister wants to talk to me. All right, let's start the show off proper. Welcome to Spooky Time Presents Talk to Me. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Kyle. Don't talk to me. If you see me in public, please let me be.
Don't mind him and his bag of bones he's hauling around.
My bag of femurs from Great Aunt Bertha.
Femurs lately, it's weird. Femur boy is what they'll call you.
He keeps looking at his watch. Only 29 more days until I win Aunt Bertha's fortune.
Bullies yell at me from the street, "Hey, bone boy, is it bone o'clock yet?" And then they speed off. Nice. And I cry a little bit.
And they're hot, and they're 1950s hot rods.
Who else is joining me today? Apparently in the Australian outback.
G'day, mates. It's me, Cammy. And I made it back here in time, just in time, from clubbing all those kangaroos.
Oh, she admitted it. No one isolate that audio.
You know what? It's
got
fine.
Got it live on tape.
Yeah. Post it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who knows.
Kangaroo Lobby's gonna have your ass.
Oh no, I'm gonna get booted?
Oh boy.
One good bootin'.
Get the mods.
The Australian government's going to have my hide.
And who's our wonderful third today?
It's
calling
me
from the abyss.
It's me, Jarrett Miller, and I too have also endangered a minor. Much like our
what?
Protagonist of this story.
Okay.
I thought kids liked bleach. I don't know. I had no idea what it could go wrong.
I thought they loved smacking their faces against the table until their eyes popped.
Yeah, like, remember that one time we were all sitting around getting possessed by a hand, and then I told my sister that she couldn't, and you were like, but Weege deserves it. And so I still said no, and then you made her do it anyway.
Do it, Weege. Come on. Earn our respect, is what I kept saying.
Yeah.
Do it or you're a chicken.
Yeah.
Cock-a-caw. And we all laughed because you were doing the rest of development dance.
A-coo-da-doo-da-doo. A-coo-da-doo-da-doo. And now she's engaged to that guy. Okay, wait. Cammy's sister got engaged because they were, I'm confused. They were like out cracking rocks in the field because they're all in prison.
Yes, including and, his 9-year-old daughter.
Yes, because they were all looked like old timey robbers when they went to a pumpkin patch. It was adorable. And I
told
just,
her that you said that, and she laughed really hard. Just so you know.
He carved this ring from one of the rocks he cracked.
Then they had a pumpkin patch.
It had a delightful little geode. They just needed little bandit masks, and that would have been perfect.
Adorable. So cute.
Got down on one knee. It's like, I'm willing to spend a life sentence with you, babe.
I'm going to tell Jasmine we need to redo our engagement.
I want 1920s robber themed
or Hamburglar, either one.
That's so specific.
Congratulations to little Weege and her new little family. Aw, let's put a spooky Mazel time off on here.
Aww. Aww. Congrats, Emily. She asked me to be her maid of honor last night. I'm touched. Aww.
I gotta bake how many pies?
For real. I gotta bake so many pies now. I don't even know what kind yet. Probably pumpkin.
And clean her house.
I have to be her slave for a week.
Oh, no.
Amelia Bedelia, that shit's so hard.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna get everything wrong.
This reminds me of a great little movie called Talk to Me, where this girl made a deal. It's a real slobs versus snobs picture. This would go great with a double feature with the movie Dutch.
What
have you guys seen Dutch?
I don't know Dutch.
Dutch is the Thanksgiving movie, right?
Yeah, I know. I just watched that last night and I was like, what a real slobs versus snobs picture.
Yeah, Taylor's mom made the pies for the Thanksgiving scene at the end of that movie.
What?
I think I've mentioned that on the show before. Maybe I haven't. I don't know.
No.
I always bring it up when somebody talks about Dutch, because nobody ever talks about Dutch.
Yeah, it's not that great. I was in the holiday spirit last night when I was cooking a broth.
Ooh.
Her hands have touched John Hughes.
Okay, Streganona. Love a good broth.
I gotta pour this broth over this bag of bones. or else they're gonna kill my family.
Anyway.
Too many cooks can spoil the broth. Keep that in mind as we go forward.
I agree.
Too many cooks? Yeah, so the movie Talk to Me came out not too long ago. Jarrett, I think you were texting us maybe like the moment you exited the theater saying this movie's amazing.
Yes, it was amazing. It's really good. No, I have after a summer and a pandemic where there really hasn't been anything good that came out, like real nothing notable, truly. Outside of like some streaming stuff, this was a nice surprise going into the theater and seeing or hearing some new voices, but feeling like I was already in the hands of like people who are going to be masters down the line.
Right. They really know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize. Yeah. I guess they're like YouTubers or something. I've never seen their maybe at least I don't think I've ever seen their channel, but they're like YouTube men who make videos.
YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. YouTube lads. But it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I was shocked by how, well, I won't say shocked because A24, I think, in my opinion, has has done no wrong yet in recent years.
You were pleasantly aroused.
Yeah.
Sure. let's go with that.
It really makes you think.
I can't think of a better word. But yeah, I like this movie. From the start of it, I wasn't really into it. Oh, it's a group of teens. They're going to get haunted and then something's going to happen. But then when I saw it actually happening, I was like, oh, fuck, this is good. This is really good.
Yeah.
I can't look away except for when the kid tried to pull his own eye out. I looked away.
Oh.
I don't know if
he
succeeded.
Yeah, I did look away. Yeah, that was too much for me, but it was so good.
All of the gore effects in this movie were excellent. When his name's Riley, right? Her little brother, Jade's little brother.
Yeah.
Thanks. When he's beating the shit out of himself, you know, when he's possessed, even that is, it's like not, it wasn't as hard for me to watch as other instances of that sort of thing happening in movies. Like the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Uh-huh. Oh,
is similar, you know, with like the way the violence is happening. And with that, I was like, oh, God, oh, no. But with this movie, I was just like watching the whole thing the whole time. It was fabulous. Really well done.
No, yeah, I think I would agree with the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood comparison. But I was getting more of a Scream 5 vibe.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, just because it's the same actress and it's the same fucking thing. I know. I'm being cheeky.
Sick reference, Jared. Hell yeah.
Jaw.
Righteous.
Surfs up.
Tubular.
Anyway. We surf at dawn.
Sorry if I'm too loud today, Kyle, editing this, and audience. I just turned
Kyle.
Just turn my thing down a little bit. I don't know how this is going to sound. I'm really sorry. I noticed I was getting a little
If you
loud.
Want Cammy to sound correct, please text the word correct to 12345. If you want her to sound too loud, text the word loud to 54321.
Well,
if you want her to sound extra quiet, don't say anything at all.
I'm compensating by turning mine up, so.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
So. Hello!
Oh, golly. I'm so happy that we're doing that. We're just
Barbados!
Throwing the sound up and down.
Aw.
Lamb chops!
You're welcome, Kyle.
Future Kyle. He's got nothing better to do.
Yeah. Let him
slave over a hot mixing board.
He's Garfield in pajamas!
Yeah.
You can cut all that out. It's okay. All right. Do you have a sticky? Well, what I never mind. Do you have a sticky, sweet little plot synopsis for us, Kyle? What do you got?
I actually was able to wash it off beforehand, so it's not as sticky as it was when you saw it.
Oh,
but, it's still pretty good.
You stuck really to the get wall. Laminated.
Yeah,
truly.
I'm surprised how easy it is to get sugar off with just hot soapy water. Like it's like magic. A tip from Kyle's kitchen and for my new home improvement show coming up.
Antiseptic.
10 ways to make your house less sticky. Number one. No more honey fights.
You gotta get a surfactant going there, Kyle.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Talk to me. The movie. An Australian party is raging, but one Aussie has had enough and tries to find his brother Ducky or something. Ducky doesn't want to talk to his brother, so he stabs him and then himself. Australian parties are weird. Not like in America.
Yeah.
Cut to a different day, and we meet Mia, Jade, Riley, and Daniel is the boyfriend?
Yep.
Probably. Yes. Horny Daniel. Just can't get enough sex.
Old horny Daniel.
Oh, he lives Jenny under the Daniels. Bridge.
Answer his riddles or he's going to try and grab you.
Oh, horns. God.
All right, so they're a group of teens with problems and history, but their friendship shines through. Only one thing could possibly ruin such a lovely group of people. Teenage partying. Why aren't they in school?
Yeah.
Our gang finds themselves in a basement where someone brings out a hand. Not just any hand. This is an evil ghost hand, If you're using that, you can use the hand and get yourself possessed. And if you don't stop within 90 seconds, you die horribly. But if you do stop in time, you get high, I guess.
Yeah!
Fans are going to take a bunch of goofy videos of you. Look, he kissed the dog.
That's going on my Snapchat. It is, it is. That's British. Whoops.
Govna.
It's the same thing. We're going to get emails. What? I don't even care.
Then we're going to
have to... It's engagement. It's good for us.
Yes.
When I was a kid, you just sniffed glue and didn't fuck with eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Kids these days.
Shame.
Back in my day. So Mia tries the hand, and the ghost she summons really wants to kill Riley. And he probably will, since Mia goes past her time limit. Nobody cares, though, and they just keep doing more ghost druggings before the party ends. So the gang decides to host their own ghost summoning party the next day. And as predictable as the rising sun, they break the one ghost rule. Young Riley gets his chance to play. He calls Mia's dead mom and very enthusiastically tries to kill himself. Golly.
Yay. The
That's
end.
What I said. Golly.
Later at the hospital, everybody's mad at Mia. Even Mia's ghost mom, who keeps disappearing whenever Mia gets close.
Not cool, Mia.
Mia, drugs are bad, okay? And then she drifts away. Mia's only friend at this point is Daniel, her best friend's boyfriend, who is also Mia's ex. The two decide to crank the interpersonal drama from 10 to 11 by sharing a bed that night. Bet that won't have any repercussions later.
I'm going to stick all your toes in my mouth.
Quite right. That night, a ghost makes Mia suck Daniel's toes. Or at least that's what she claims. I don't quite believe her.
Teehee, it was a ghost. Teehee, teehee.
Hearing that line, like, where he's like, Mia, no, you were just sucking my toes. And she responds, what? No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's some Bill Clinton level denial.
I did not have sexual relations with your little piggy.
It depends on what your definition of little piggy is.
Oh!
Whoa. Where's Hillary?
The next day, the gang tracks down the stab victim from earlier and asks them what they should do next, which it turns out is nothing. Don't do more ghost drugs, and everything will be fine. Mia decides to take the opposite approach, and does a lot more ghost drugs with Riley. This leads to the revelation that Riley is capital F fucked. At this point, it's clear that Mia isn't dealing with enough right now, so her dad decides to add to her stress by telling her mom committed suicide. Timing, Papa Mia. Timing.
Because of you.
Papa Mia.
Your mother's dead!
My. Ghost mom says, no, your dad killed me, and now you need to kill Riley. One patricide later, and Mia's off to the hospital with a plan.
Oh, Riley. Fucking
He's
dead.
He's in hell. Wow.
So her plan is, the ghost can't kill Riley if he's already dead. Just before Mia pushes Riley into traffic, she thinks it might not be as quick and painless as she hopes. So she tries it first herself. Now a ghost. Is that a penny? Bam.
She's got the FOMO.
Now a ghost, Mia must now help annoying teens get high until the end of time. Truly a fate worse than death. The end.
Muy bien, Brazilian friends.
Beautiful.
So that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
And I did really like this movie. I don't like movies about teens with problems, generally. Like,
you're such a cold-hearted bastard.
Well, like, you watch shows like fucking Riverdale or something,
right,
and these teens are like,
my dad wants me to work at his
more
plant.
Than my high school boyfriend. And all I think of is like, wow, like, if you guys just need to turn your emotions down just a little bit. Take it from a 10 down to a solid 6, and you're going to be fine.
All I care about is getting my diploma and railing my high school boyfriend.
Yeah. And just the way to get me interested in those kinds of movies is just to, like, take all the boring teen stuff and just turn it into monsters and ghosts. And turns out, like, I'm really into it.
We're a football town. Hot, hot,
football town. And if I don't win the big game, it's gonna be, you know, the end of my scholarship and whatever. I don't care.
But
unless I win the game, the ghost of my grandfather's gonna cut off my foot. Ooh.
I was literally just gonna say, like, what if there's like a movie where like the big twist at the end, like it's a standard movie where, you know, it's like, oh, we gotta pick the win the big game, and then like they lose the big game at the last second, and then the guy says to his son, I told you what would happen if you lost the big game, and they just like cuts his dick off.
Whoa.
Kills his
turn. Whoa! It just turns like incredibly violent. Just like with a fucking hammer. He's just like, no, Dad, that's just, he doesn't hide in there. That's part of him.
It's not a hat. He can't just take it off.
No, he's just like, he's not a fucking crustacean. Oh, why?
Crustacean.
That's how you teach kids. You hammer their turtles.
Turtles?
I had a turtle when I was a kid, and I only realized a few years ago that it didn't go and live with my grandpa at his pond one day, mysteriously.
Your grandpa lives in a pond?
Told you?
He had a pond nearby his house. And like, oh, yeah, your turtle. He lives there now.
Aww. He don't smokes. More questions. He got emphysema from all the cigarettes he smoked. Mortimer?
Not little Mortimer. Smokers are jokers. He taught me that.
He didn't smoke when he lived here. Where did he pick up such a filthy habit?
Mortimer.
Jail.
Then it was the nanny. She was always poisoning Mortimer against me.
Oh.
Speaking of poison nannies, Cammy, do you have any fun facts about Talk to Me?
Straight out of The Sixth Sense.
Funny. I do. Instead of gathering like little fun facts, I actually took a screenshot of an interview with the directors.
Woo!
Danny and Michael, is it Filippo?
Phelps? Michael Phelps made this movie?
Phelps, yeah. All the medals weren't enough. He had
I
to
won't direct it unless I'm in the pool.
A24, that's how many medals he won at the Olympics.
So, I mean, I can go through this whole thing. It's a little long, but there's a lot of questions that get answered about the movie, if you'd like to hear it. Would you like to hear it, fellas?
Go for it.
Thanks.
Hey, let's do it.
Hey. All right. The first question is, how did you come up with the idea for Talk to Me? Danny says, the big inspiration was these three neighbor boys we helped raise. We watched them grow up, and one of them was experimenting with drugs. He was having a really bad reaction to the drug, convulsing on the floor, and his friends were just laughing and filming him. Nobody was helping. I saw the footage, and that image always stuck in my head. Next question is, how did seances come into the story? He says, we think that everyone has a morbid obsession these days. Everyone's so fascinated by death, ghosts, paranormal stuff, or serial killers. That isn't scary to people. It's glorified and exciting.
Yeah.
I like this question. It said, why did you use the suicide of Mia's mother as a catalyst to push the story on? He said, every part of the film I tried to draw on what I was terrified of. Our mother has really big depression issues, and he says her mother committed suicide. I'm assuming they're talking about
their
other writer. Oh, yeah. His mom. Never mind. His mom's mom. He said, it was always something that was in my head. I could feel myself getting those feelings at times. It was always the biggest fear for me that I could fall down that path. It was always finding things that tap into or express what terrifies me personally. Terrifying thoughts that would just get into your head and stay there. There were other things as well, as we were saying with those neighbor kids. You've got a responsibility when you're a big brother figure or a babysitter. I'd be terrified of hurting one of those kids or an accident happening on my behalf. Let's say I'm driving this neighbor to school and I crash the car. The thought of that terrifies me of having to face their mom. That's embedded in there as well. Which is 100% fucking true. Like, the most terrifying thing for me personally, I'm not reading off of this anymore. It's me, Cammy, I'm talking, is, like, something happening to the children that I nanny on my watch. You know? It's so scary. The idea of that. I'm glad that I drive a giant car at work when I need to drive them around, because I know that it's safe unless we get hit by like a train, which is highly unlikely. But
Jesus,
you know, it's like I drive a Lincoln Navigator at work. That thing's not going anywhere. It's wonderful, but that's terrifying. And also, like, your own parents' mortality is scary in itself. Like, thinking about that is really scary, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about the death of my parents every single day. And it scares me.
Oh, I was like, Jesus. You sound like you're smiling when you say that. Are you mentally well?
Are you all right? Kyle.
Oh, I plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, my God. Kyle, you're harder than a priest at the Toys R Us. What's going on over here?
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how much of that was going to stay in. Cammy, do you have any more from that interview?
You can cut that
yeah,
out.
I'll do this one more question. It says, did you mess around with Ouija boards when you were younger? They said, of course. The film is a bit of a Ouija board itself. It's connected to the dead. It's a modern day take on possession and the Ouija board stuff, where back in the day, it was not encouraged to do those things. Don't do this. You're going to attract bad energy. Whereas this generation, it's like, do that stuff. Go into the dark room and film it. I was always scared of the Ouija board. yeah.
Do it for the clicks.
So I just, this movie was so refreshing. And so... Yeah. Just new. You know what I mean, guys?
I do. Like Jared said, like, after, I mean, this summer especially, just any good movie, any movie that's come out has just been like blah or bad,
right?
Or uninteresting. And then to come across this one where it's just like, where have you been all my life, sweet talk to me?
Really, this year hasn't been very good for horror movies.
No, it hasn't.
This, and I liked Pearl. Pearl came out in, like, January, right?
I still haven't seen that.
I don't know Pearl.
Really?
Yeah, it's been on my list.
Did you see X?
I did see X.
Oh, okay.
I didn't love X.
A lot of people like Pearl more than X. Like, if you didn't love X, you're probably really going to like Pearl.
Mia Goth scares me.
Really?
Because I, there's that movie on, I think it's on Hulu.
Infinity Pool.
Yes. With her and, Alexander Skarsgård. And, it's like a, I don't, it's not a David, it's a Brandon Cronenberg.
Oh. Like,
the least.
Oh, is it Brandon Cronenberg?
Yeah. The
I
same.
It was David.
Did you guys, is it him or is it his son?
I'm going to Google it now.
I can't remember.
Keep talking.
But because, what's it called? His son, I don't know if either of you guys saw his other movie that his son made. I think it was Possessor.
No.
I saw Possessor and hated it.
I thought it was very strange. And I was just like, it didn't really grab me. And I thought it was like kind of too convoluted. It was like the premise itself was like too big for its britches. Then same thing with this. I fell asleep during like after like 20 minutes, and then I fell asleep until like 10 minutes were up, and then I was just like, this was weird.
For which movie?
For Infinity Pool.
Oh, you should give Infinity Pool another chance.
Did you like it?
Yes, after the, I don't want to spoil anything, but
the premise is cool.
And they just keep exploring it, and it's a terrifying and an evil premise, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, and Mia Goth's a bad guy in it.
Ooh,
she is spooky. The worst guy in it.
She's.
I also like, if I met Mia Goth in person, I would like avoid her in that room. Like I'd cross the street not to walk past her.
That girl's crazy.
So, back to Talk to Me. Jarrett, what's one of your favorite scenes or moments from this movie?
Well, Kyle, I love the whole movie. I can't pick a single scene.
Try.
I won't.
I command you.
Oh, wow, you commanded me. Okay, my favorite scene of this movie... I'm just going to preface this by saying this movie is so well done. As soon as I came home from the theater, which was a great experience because Jasmine and I were the only fucking people in the movie theater when we saw this movie.
Awesome.
I was like, "This, it's the neon demon all over again, babe." That was, I think, that movie not so great, but yowza, this was great. This was an amazing time. I love the world that is set up, the rules to the game. Like, immediately, you know, if you're in there longer than 90 seconds, you're fucked. So it kind of sets up the rules, and some stakes to an extent, because you know what happens to someone. I think who. What was his name? Decker or
Ducky or Duck
Digger Ducksy. Or something like that.
Call him Ducky.
Duckett.
That's it.
I thought it
was like a grave digger. Duckett. Yes. Which apparently I know Kyle and I talked about this a little bit on a Patreon episode, but I guess there is a more footage out there where they basically made a movie about Duckett getting fucked up by the hand.
Yeah, they were going to release it like on social media. Like, I think it was like YouTube or Instagram or something, like in like bite sized bits.
That's fun.
So, yeah, pretty much. So it's like they made the Talk to Me and a Talk to Me prequel, and they're working on Talk to Me. and so I can't wait for that. I think I really wanted, we can go into that later, but okay. So a scene that was the greatest for me, when they're in the hospital, because like what she's just like dead set on the idea that we gotta have him do the hand again, like after he's all like fucked up, he can't even talk, and he's just like held up in the hospital bed, like his eyes can't even open, and she's like, he's got to do the hand again. And then I think like just before that they see Duckett's brother, and he's just like, yeah, it'll go away. They lose their grip. Like the ghosts lose their grip after a couple of days. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's some,
which
you know,
completely lowers the stakes of this movie.
Yes.
So like what's happening to Mia, it feels so like high stakes, and so it's just, there's so much like anxiety because of everything that's happening to her. But like in reality, when she's not being manipulated by a ghost who's pretending to be her mom, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they just stop, that's the end of the movie.
Right.
And it's happily ever after.
And literally...
And watching it the second time around...
I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead, Jared.
No, you're totally fine. No, but that's like... like I said, like when I came home from seeing this movie, I was on Reddit for maybe like 3 hours. Like Jasmine was like dead asleep. Woke up to like go to the bathroom or get a drink of water or something, was just like, you're still looking up shit about Talk to Me on Reddit. And I'm like, this is amazing. But when eventually they get to she brings the hand to the hospital and she does it, and the little girl walks up to her, to do the hand turns into that little ghost girl. She's just like, I can show you. And then, where I'm like, okay, like, where's this going? And then she's just like, what do they say? Come into me, or
she said, I let you in.
I let you in.
Yes. The little ghost girl says, I let you in. So then she goes and can see it's like a two-way fucking portal.
Right. That was
so then
cool.
And then that part scared the shit out of me, where he's basically just being like fucking like ripped to shreds. And, but is it real? It's not real, but is it real? I don't know. I don't think it's real. I have a theory.
I think everything the ghosts say in this movie is a lie.
Right. Yes. That's like watching how I feel too.
Watching it, knowing the rules at the end, it's just like everything they say is just designed to pull her deeper and deeper in.
Yeah. Yes.
Fibbers. And I love that the whole movie was kind of a heavy-handed metaphor for drug use and mental illness.
Yes.
You know, which, but it didn't bother me. It didn't feel like the metaphor was being like spoon fed to me, but it was right there. You know, like the party scene, whenever we have that montage of all of them doing it, it's like a party scene from fucking like Superbad, like a teen party movie, you know, and they're just fucking with it and they don't care because like everything's fine. Right.
Yeah.
I did think
90 that, seconds and we're fine.
Like, because it's a euphemism for doing drugs. Right. Probably. I'm assuming like heroin, especially like the way that they describe it sounds like the way that people describe what heroin feels like.
Yeah.
And like down to tying them to the chair with a belt. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Right.
That's,
it's,
I love it and I hate it.
Right. It's right there, right in front of our faces the whole time, but it doesn't feel obvious.
Yes.
Which I appreciate. I always appreciate that about any movie.
I love it.
Like, let me Kyle? Do it myself.
Where's my junk? Damn it, Mom!
Well, actually, the party scenes are my two favorite scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, just the way that watching from the outside, like, I'm a friend and Jarrett's doing the hand thing.
It's just like, why am I doing the hand thing?
Hey, Jarrett, you still doing that hand thing? Do it.
Shit into me. Am I saying this right?
Nice.
And just watching it, it's like, what's happening is unnatural. Like, it's hurting that person, like, their eyes are like dilating and it's not good. The one when the boyfriend does it, his face is like getting all red and flustered. And it's like the body is rejecting whatever's happening here.
Yeah.
And it's bad for you. And then at the end, they're just all laughing. It's like, oh, look at, he's, you know,
making out with the dog.
And the dog is making out. It's like, no, like his brain might be broken now.
Right.
Like, what's, this is so bad. And just the capturing that perfectly, of just the kids love it. Even the one doing the drugs afterwards, like, that was the coolest thing I've ever done. It's like, God damn, kids. Do you not have pot in Australia? What the fuck?
Yeah.
There are better ways to get high that don't involve fucking ghosts.
It beats kangaroo tipping and watching Blue reruns all night. That's all. And
am I right?
Am I right? Am I right, Aussies? Where are my Aussie fans at? Whoop, whoop.
I love
it. Hit us up from down under.
I like that we aren't given any explanation as to where the hand came from. Like, we don't get a real story.
You get like a urban legend.
Right. It's all very convoluted. And like, oh, this person got it from this person. I don't know where they got it from. And like, the rules that they have set up feel arbitrary, even though they do work. So like, they know what they're talking about, but at the same time, this feels like a just very dangerous version of like Bloody Mary, like a party game that kids play to scare each other, or like a Ouija board, right? Like, there are rules to a Ouija board, but Ouija boards are bullshit. Like,
yeah, they're not real.
There's always someone moving it. That person is me. It's always me. I've
Cammy
scared
reaches
so
through
many
time
people
and space to move every Ouija board
so many times.
It's almost like the Hellraiser box.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it might be better than the Hellraiser box.
I also really loved that they really shook up how exorcism or possession works, because I mean, we've seen ghosts possess people's bodies in movies before, in media, you know. It literally happens in the new Goosebumps show that just came out. But it's the fact that, like, the longer that the entity stays in you, the weaker it becomes, apparently, unless it's, like, really manipulating you. And they're people. They're just dead people. It's not a demon. Mm-hmm. Because usually it's a demon, and usually, like, you have to follow the rules of the Catholic Church. But with this movie, they just took it and did their own thing, and I appreciated that, too. It's a brand new idea.
I do hope in the sequel they get a little bit more into the magic and maybe, like, have a second or third artifact that they use for drugs, I guess. But
for drugs. Just,
just explore the magical side of this a little bit more. Here's not a lot more, just a little.
Well, what? You got to think. It's technically there are two hands.
Yeah.
And we have to realize that what at the end of this movie, I think it's what? It's the hand we've seen the entire time. It's not the other hand, right?
Correct.
So, which leads me to okay. I'll put money on how on the second movie starting off like this. So my thought is it's going to be the movie's going to open up with like another party scene, but instead of like someone killing themselves, it's going to end. It's going to be like a successful, like the first party night that everyone goes to. It's going to be like the party. It's going to be in America, and they're going to do the other hand.
Oh, and, the right hand.
And, yes, they're going to have the right hand, and it's going to be the same thing or whatever. And the person that brings the hand is going to be leaving the party, and then someone's going to just like come out and kill them or something, like follow them home
and steal.
Just like jump them, kill them to get the hand. And then it's going to be like some hoity-toity upperclassman type who like wants the hand for whatever reason, and it's just like behind a closed it's like behind glass or something in like their house or some crazy shit, and then we're gonna go from there. I don't know what's gonna happen after that, but that's I could almost put money on that's what I feel. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like is the gonna be the opening of Talk to Me.
The third one is gonna be called Talk to Three.
That's what I said to Kyle. Talk the E's going to be a three. Talk to three.
I like that they used the left hand. The sinister hand.
The devil hand. I did write that down in my notes. Like, oh, he's a lefty. He's southpaw. That's why he's able to summon the devil.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've been told by old people, like, back in my day, they made me use my right hand because when they found out that you were a lefty, they thought that you were evil.
They'd beat you with a sack of oranges.
Right. They were like, no, that's wrong. The nuns are of the devil, child.
Like, the nuns would make me stretch it out, and they'd slap it with a ruler. I grew to love it.
My dad is left-handed.
But those were the days, right?
Yeah. Getting inadvertently beaten off by nun rulers.
We liked it.
Okay, Jasmine just texted me. I have an extra 15 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I was just about to say we should start wrapping it up, but if we got 15 more minutes, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I just want to say, does anyone have anything they're dying to say right now about this movie?
Just a quick little comment. I liked the mom and her, like...
Eowyn?
That was her. Fuck. I was trying to figure out...
She was an executive producer
Susan
for
Sarandon
that movie.
Or someone.
I thought that was cool. Good I for like her. Seeing
oh
her
my god!
Stuff. Yeah.
But when she's trying to get her kids to admit that there's a party, like, on the one hand, I think she did better than I would do in that situation. I'm just like, oh, like, your sister's having a party. What time was it again? And everyone just denies it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that worked for her once, and now she just keeps trying it, but the kids have caught wise to it, and right. Now it just doesn't work at all anymore.
I'm gonna watch you on the ring. Like, no, the mom was
neighbors
wonderful.
Tell her everything.
The neighbors
and
tell
I,
her. Everything.
I just found it goofy. I was laughing at it. I was like, oh, your kids are smarter than you now, babe. You're never gonna catch them again.
We're gonna do so many drugs, mama, and you're not gonna do a darn thing.
We're gonna summon so many ghosts. I'm gonna try and get one from the Civil War.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Red Rover, we call Robert E. Lee.
No!
4 score and 7 cannonballs through my chest ago. Anyway, but yeah, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I think Mia, what's Riley's sister's name
Jade.
Again? Jade.
Jade.
I don't think Jade and Riley are like that great of friends.
Mia?
Yeah, Mia. What Jade did I Mia? Say? Riley's her brother. Jesus. Yes. Oh, okay. I think Jade and Mia are not that great of friends, and that she's almost like annoyingly entering her life.
She says something after they get off the bus or the train, after talking to that guy's brother. She says something like, I hate that you intrude on my Force family yourself into or our whatever. Family.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She but just like wouldn't leave him alone.
Vibe. Yeah.
She's like, what's the word? There was a guy at a party once and he just like wouldn't go. And this guy we went to high school with, was there. And he was just like, that guy's got mad lingering vibe. And it was true. he was there like all fucking night. And, that's almost like Mia's shtick, is that like, oh, I'm sad, but like, I want to hang out with you. But then like, she'll immediately throw away, or she'll immediately like just go to the new thing to seem like fun and cool with people. So she doesn't have to, you know, deal with the emotions of, you know, her mother being dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like. And then just, so that's why she's, and then she turns into the friend that like, you know, I feel like we were all in this situation at one point, but like, you know, when you have a friend who like you guys like do drugs maybe like once or twice, like, you know, smoke pot or something, and then all of a sudden that's like, then it becomes that person's entire fucking personality. And that's like, if I don't smoke pot I'll die. Like, yeah, so like, yeah, we
especially
knew people
when
like
you're that age, like, yeah, teens, you know,
early adulthood, like you don't know what else to do other than just like be high the whole time. Instead of, I wish I could just like, when I have a child, I'm going to look them dead in the eye on their 18th birthday and be like, don't waste this time. Enjoy the cartilage you have between your bones. Don't live in a cloud like your mother. Yeah. I love you.
For real though. Like I remember seeing so many people even in high school. I mean, there were people who were doing like really hard drugs in high school. Like people were doing heroin, you know,
but sweet even Lady H,
people who got like really into weed just completely changed.
Oh my God. We're going to Trade Winds. Get in. Like,
oh my God. Fucking
I'm okay.
Ugh.
I do own a pair of Birkenstocks, but I didn't get them until I was 31 years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. They were a
I
gift.
Got mine in high school.
Ah!
Oh, boy.
Oh, wee.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the end of this movie?
Oh, man.
Sad. It's a real bummer.
It's a bummer, but like, it was just so perfect.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't change anything, but it was tragic, and I loved you love a good tragedy,
right?
It was great.
Your dad died?
No, I don't. I do not. Do you guys think the dad died?
I think he's alive and well.
Yeah, he's probably not. He's probably really fucking sad, but he's not. I don't think he's dead because, like, the last time we saw him, he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He was twitching
because that's when Jade found him. He was like, like gasping for breath. So like that's my whole thought is driving a beautiful second generation Honda CRV that was like not a lick of rust on that thing. It looked amazing. Gorgeous. That thing is O2. I think I can't remember what the headlight or the taillights looked like, but if there's a little white at the top, it's a 05 or an 06. But if it's not, it's even more impressive because that's an 02 through 04. Amazing. If you're going to buy a used car, buy a second generation Honda CRV, please. Noted. If you can find it manual, do it that. Better. But anyway, it'll last you forever. I love this movie so fucking much. It almost reminded me of, I almost wish Trainspotting had like a more tragic ending. just because mm-hmm. like I think it would be a really good or it's almost like a yin and yang. You could totally do like a double feature, I feel like, with this and that movie.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, yeah, this is the effects of hard drugs. And I mean, you know, it just becomes the, like I said, you know, Mia just becomes one of these people where she just completely gets encompassed by the drug and influenced by it. So like, you know, even if they did make this movie, where instead of being pursued by her dead mother ghost, and she was just like addicted to fucking heroin, like it would be, I think it'd be a little sadder, but it definitely, I don't think, would be more interesting just because us as a society are so like desensitized to like drug abuse, I feel like, at right. this point in yeah. history. But yeah, like
we've seen it, mm-hmm. you know.
And it's more, but the angle they go with the mom too is just, you got to think she's stupid. Like Mia is stupid because she falls for it. Well, you know how they say like you do heroin once, or you do cocaine once, you could die. Like just mm-hmm. from doing it yeah. once. She basically did because she did it once. And she held it for longer, like what, 94 seconds or 95 seconds or some shit like that. And
a little over. Yeah.
That ghost, everything she saw afterwards, like every time she saw her mom was like, yes. So like from the time she saw her mom in, okay. Cause like the first ghost she sees is like this bug eyed, like drowned victim or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I, read after the fact, and then after watching it again, it kind of just clicked. That ghost is like shape-shifting. I feel like it's shape-shifting to like presume the form of her mother.
Yeah.
And that's
the vibe I got too.
Yeah. And that's so like the entire, like she's getting tricked the entire time and like trying to, I don't know. It's like I don't know what a ghost is getting necessarily from like a person being in there or what, but obviously it's like the most coveted thing to, I guess, what, it's light in the darkness or some mm-hmm. shit, or yeah, like warmth in the cold,
want to possess these people. That's why you see them fight off letting go of the hand a few times. Like they want to keep going.
Right.
I love it. But yeah, she's easily manipulated, and because she's in like an emotional state, but she's got like these people in her life who like want to talk to her, but like if she made like a better effort to, I don't know, let them yeah. in. She probably wouldn't be dead in the freeway next to a dead, looking like a dead ass kangaroo.
Yeah.
But,
she kangarooed herself. It was, you hate to see it.
Literally. And it said, what did it say? It's like someone sprayed like rue on the, on the asphalt or something when she
did that?
Yeah, something like that. I think it says it's either when she jumps into the street and they do the aerial shot, or it's when the when the kangaroo is in. So it's like, yeah, you're the kangaroo now. Ooh, Bluey's gonna hear about this. He's gonna be made.
Bluey's a girl.
She's going to be mad. Another dead girl in the street. Airport. I'm not going to the airport.
Airport? I'm not going to the airport.
None of these kids getting high off of hands, jumping in the streets.
It's an
epidemic, I say.
A new viral sensation. Jumping into the street with a bag of bones.
It's called boning, and teens love it.
Crunch boning. The craze that's sweeping the nation and America's interstates.
No. Be on the lookout for signs that your kid is boning in their text message if they say they're going to the bone zone. Be worried.
Lunch bell or closing bell? Are your children day trading?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, boy.
Do we have anything else you want to say about this wonderful, handy movie?
The only thing I have to say for closing arguments, I hope I'm right for talk to me, or I hope it's completely like about those people in like South America.
Yeah.
And that Bluey's in it.
Bluey. And that Bluey. I don't know who Bluey is.
You don't know who Bluey is?
Bluey, the show?
I know nothing about Bluey.
You know nothing of Bluey.
Nothing.
Go on.
Apparently he's Australian. I'm gathering.
Kyle, go to it's got themes and is entertaining for adults as well as children. So go to Disney Plus when you're done here and you will have over 100 episodes to enjoy.
It's a very sweet little children's show.
Yes.
But it's fun for adults to watch too because the kids are really cute. They got these cute little accents and there's lots of themes.
Okay, well, that reminds me of my closing thoughts for Talk to Me. I have a really hard time taking an Australian accent seriously.
Kyle.
Like,
me too.
Anytime they say like, oh, like, no, it's my mother. We have to save her. It's like, oh, they sound goofy.
Oh, no, the Barbie. The Barbie. Emma. They're burning all the shrimp.
Throw another ghost on the Barbie.
Oh, we almost made it through the whole episode without somebody saying something about a shrimp or a Barbie.
We all go to see Barbie, you shrimp. Let's go. Maggie Robbie.
All right. Jarrett, where can we find you?
Oh, boy. You can find me in the basement with all the lights off getting high on ghosts. Just kidding. You can find me on the Instagram at JLikesMovies. Cammy, where the fuck can we find you?
I'll tell you. You can find me on Instagram at MagicGhostBaby. If you want to follow us and talk to us on Instagram, you can find us at Spooky Time Presents. Yeah. Kyle, where can we find you?
You can find me in my big old bag of femurs touring the old west.
He's boning, Cammy. We have to stop him.
Oh, no.
I'm going to stake my claim, and I'm going to raise a nice bone family.
Okay.
Or
Jesus you can Christ. Find
me on Instagram, Old Man Yells at Clouds. Or if you'd like to support the show, patreon.com/spookytimepodcast. A single new $5 donation will get you, Jarrett, what's our special Talk to Me Day prize?
Well, let me tell you, Kyle, if you love Talk to Me, how about you talk to three of us on patreon.com/spookytimepodcast? If you become a new $5 patron, immediately, well, when we see it, you will receive. I'll give you a digital copy of Talk to Me.
Available only for the first person to donate.
Available only to one of ye. But ye must talk to me.
Mm-hmm. These questions three.
Yes. I have to pee.
Well,
not on me.
Don't re me.
All right. And with that, we have one more Halloween episode left before the end of the season. Ooh. Coming out next week at about this time, maybe a little bit earlier. Who knows?
But yes. The Stevel. Until then,
farewell.
The Stevel and Stevel 2 stage plays.
Radio.
Enter
dramas.
Stage right. Stevel. Hello, Steve. I'm Evil Steve. Call me Stevel.
Did I do that?
Stevel's catchphrase, I did that.
And then he dances.
It was me.
Oh, boy. Okay. Crappy Halloween.
Bye.
Ow, my toe.